layer is. Now, the electric double layer was developed into a thing called the diffuse double layer model by a guy called Guay and a guy called Chapman. And what they were trying to describe was the variation in electric potential, which is given the symbol capital Psi, as we move away from the outside surface of our colloidal particle. So we're now saying the y-axis is sitting hard on the outside surface of the particle, and as we move further along the x-axis, we're then moving away from the surface of the particle. So in graph 1, the electric potential then is showing an exponential decline as we move away from the surface. In graph 2, we're looking at the effect of the concentration of univalent counter and co-ions when they're put into the solution containing those colloid particles. So in the first case then, we are looking at 10 to the minus 3 molar as our first curve here. Curve 2, 10 to the minus 2 molar, so 10 times more concentrated. And notice the electric potential has dramatically dropped. And then curve 3, at 100 times the value of the initial concentration, the electric potential now goes barely into solution at all. So what we're doing, remember, is we're holding the colloid particles away from each other on the basis of this electric potential. The further this electric potential goes into space, then the further you're going to hold another particle over here away from it. So in the case 3 then, we've reduced that electric potential down to the point where it's nearly non-existent. Now in graph 3, we're now holding the concentration constant, but we're varying the charge on the counter ion. So in case 1 then, we have got Z equals 1, so that would be sodium plus. Case 2, we've got Z equals 2, that would be barium 2 plus. In case 3, we've got aluminium, we were carrying a 3 plus charge on the ion. So all of these are at millimolar concentration, but we can see that the aluminium is much more effective than the sodium at reducing that electric double layer, that electric potential that exists at the surface. So if we want to remove most effectively a colloid from solution, what we do is we choose a high concentration of a high charged counter ion. So in the case of coagulating blood, for instance, if you wanted to get rid of those red blood cells, for instance, then you use aluminium 3 plus in high concentration, and it reduces all the surface charge, the particles